I'm Tyler Pratt, and this is your soundcheck. The official 2013 ACL Festival schedule is out. Undoubtedly, some groans will be heard as fans are conflicted about which band to see during the same time slot. The festival seems to understand that pain, saying it's time to start planning your schedule now, so you'll know how far you have to trek to see everyone you want. There's still different types of passes available, as well as volunteer slots for both weekends. More information and contests to win free passes on the ACL Festival website. Do music festivals increase pirated music? Well, according to the music streaming service Spotify, yes. They recently published a study on music piracy that found that downloads spike after music festivals because the demand for artist music increases. The service added that festival goers don't usually pay for that music. And the study found that artists who don't put their music up for streaming don't see an increase in sales. Therefore, they're more likely to be pirated. And bad news for Amy Winehouse fans. They may not be able to hear as many unreleased tracks as they had hoped. Winehouse's longtime producer Mark Ronson told BBC Newsbeat that he doesn't have any more unheard material from his time with the late singer, adding that only finished tracks that Winehouse had approved should be released. Ronson wants to preserve the singer's catalog, but says it's difficult because so many people loved her, and paraphrasing here, the table scraps of what she left were better than most people's albums. In Austin, I'm Tyler Pratt.